Coming up on podcast 1168, 1 million electric vehicles now driving around on German roads. Stick around, I've got the details. Also on the podcast today, Ferrari's boss says, I ain't scared of my batteries. A Tesla Model S breaking lap records at Laguna Seca, and Norway's plug-in EV share will just blow your mind. Oh, and a bonus conspiracy theory for you at the end of the podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, Thursday, 5th of August. My name is Martin Lee. You know my job, it's to go through all of the thousands of stories we find every day and just bring you what you need to know. And we'll start with a rumour, and I'm always careful with rumours, but this is interesting to talk about. Tesla says this one source, single source story, by the way. So, exercise caution. Coming out of China, Tesla will use BYD's Blade batteries for a future car, maybe a standard range plus Model 3 for China, or maybe a new segment car. This story claims that the BYD batteries, these Blade batteries as they brand them, coming in Q2 of 2022, reported by the portal CLS.CN, Chinese website. Electrive says that Tesla relies on the LFP cells, the lithium iron phosphate cells, from Chinese domestic maker CATL for the standard range 3 and Y, made in Shanghai. Tesla wants to test and establish an alternative to their existing supply chain for standard range cars. Some people saying, though, it's for the new Model 2, which I think is laughable. But hey, Tesla have done crazier things in the past. BYD uses the Blade battery in the Han EV and the Tang SUV. And according to Push EV's blog, and Pedro there knows everything there is to know about batteries, I love learning from that blog, BYD have achieved 140 watt-hours per kilogram at pack level for their Blade batteries. That compares to CATL's of 125. At cell level, the Blade batteries, they've been given that name because of their unusually large and long cells, achieve 166 watt-hours per kilogram. So the specs on these batteries are good. They're very stable. They've crushed them. They've shot them with guns. They don't explode. There's no fires. Very stable chemistry. And it's interesting why Tesla have been linked to them. You know, BYD until now haven't been connected to Tesla, but hey, why not? At least for the Chinese-made cars with a shorter range. But also, you know, just why not? I do have people, Tesla fans, tell me that, you know, Tesla is years ahead of the competition in terms of battery technology. Well, but that may be so. I don't believe that to be true. They're very good at what they do. But then why do they keep going to the general market and acquiring batteries if Tesla's so far ahead? What they're really good at doing is integrating them into their cars and also their ecosystem with superchargers, with the software. It all just works so beautifully in Tesla's. Well, when it works, it's so beautifully done. So, but the batteries, yeah, they just go to the market like every other car maker. But yeah, some people can't quite get their head around. They still think that, in a secret dungeon making batteries or something that's 10 years ahead of VW or something mental. It's interesting that this story has surfaced now because there is also a story this week about the Tesla Model 2, and this is the small urban car, the segment smaller than the Model 3 for the Chinese market. And again, I just can't see it personally because they got a million Cybertruck orders to get out of the door. They got semi-trucks to get out of the door. They got Model Ys to come out of Berlin and Austin. They've just relaunched the S. There's no sign of the X yet, Plaid. Why would they start to make a smaller Model 2? It doesn't make any sense, which means they might well do it and you can prove me wrong. But why would they launch in Q2 next year another new car? I mean, yes, they need to make smaller cars. Yes, Tesla need more market share. Yes, they can achieve share by having smaller, cheaper cars, particularly in China and Europe as well, where we love our smaller cars because, you know, cities, small roads. But is now the time to do it? Well, I mean, they need to do it, and they've got lots of money on hand and talent to do it. But still, I mean, maybe finish the job. Oh, Roadster, there's another one. That's never coming, is it? That's never coming, is it? They've just got to get so much out the door already rather than launching another new car. But hey, weirder things have happened. We'll keep an eye on the story. That's why I bring it to you. Next, Genesis. There's a name that's coming to Europe. And It's all part of Hyundai, Kia, Genesis. So they've got a great platform to use. The EGMP 800-volt platform that's in the Ioniq and the Kia EV6 so far. Genesis launching their third fully electric model. Based on the platform, it's the GV60. It's been pictured thanks to what appears to be a shoot for Instagram or something, and somebody got a picture of it. It's now been deleted, but hey, it's the internet. That's too late. And so we can have a look at what the GV60 looks like. The rear end of it has the same fastback, sloping, swoopy, curvaceous, almost like a, you know, if you like your fossil cars, a Mercedes GLC coupe. Right, so very swoopy, like an ID5, if you've seen those recent pictures of that. And has an interesting detail in the C pillar, looks like chrome trim that follows the upper part of the side glass, dipping and making a nice little V-shape behind the rear door. Some unusual details that make it look more premium than it really is. The genius of Genesis is they can make cars that feel premium for very, very little money. And yes, they are coming to Europe and I believe the UK in right-hand drive. I don't know when, but I saw the announcement of they launched their European social media channels, and you know they have a UK site, and I think the electric cars are coming to the UK as well. That would be amazing. They make an electrified G80 already, but I think their styling is nice. Some people think it's just kind of, you know, bland, kind of luxury, like someone's described the luxury German car to them over the phone and then they've drawn it, as someone said to me earlier. Yes, I see that. However, hopefully they do bring their electrified Genesis cars to the UK, because could be a way of getting a great car for not a huge amount of money. We'll keep an eye on that one. Moving on, Arrival is the van company that's getting many people excited, and they've done their first autonomous ride in their all-electric van without a driver inside. The first time that an Arrival van has done a drive like this last month. They had an order for 5 of their buses from the city of Anaheim in California, reports Electrek, and that followed the company news that they're partnering with Uber to design an Arrival car for ride-sharing drivers. They shared the news of their successful live demo of the Arrival van driving itself. The head of advanced driver assistance at Arrival says, "At Arrival, we are building supplementary technologies that'll help drivers. Depot maneuvers are the most accident-prone parts of a worker's shift. And with our technology, we hope to introduce greater safety by removing human driving errors happening in confined environments. We're starting with a fixed, controlled environment in the depot where we're fully able to test and validate our technology. We can then understand how it'll operate on public roads, in our vehicles, and how it can be implemented worldwide." Sounds sensible. I can understand how depot accidents would happen. Obviously, they're doing some mapping of a controlled environment and then using sensors to ensure accidents don't happen. And Arrival is a company that has many people excited about their all-electric vans. Ferrari's boss has no fear of lithium-ion batteries. Well, Ferrari, the sports car maker synonymous with roaring petrol engines, is welcoming the shift to EV, and they're confident of retaining their lead in the market of high-performance cars, the chairman said earlier this week. The European Union last month proposed an effective ban on the sale of fossil burners and piston cars from 2035 as part of their measures to go net zero by 2050, because, of course, a new car sold, you know, 2035 will still be on the road in 2050. It's all part of the plan. Ferrari chairman and acting CEO John Elkann told analysts earlier this week that the prancing horse is not scared. "I ain't scared of no batteries," he probably said. Their first all-electric car is coming at the moment, 2025. We'll wait and see. But it's interesting that Ferrari are, you know, making noises about electrification. And that's a good thing, because, you know, we need those kind of brands that people, you know, love and adore and, you know, have the logo on a lunchbox and a keyring, because that's what Ferrari do. We want them to be excited about their favourite brands going electric. Next, Firestone is breaking ground on a new site, the global auto parts supplier. breaking ground in the US on a $51 million project, adding 250 jobs at a rural Kentucky plant. This is great news for local jobs and great news for US manufacturing. They're joined by some local officials earlier this week for the groundbreaking, and the project is geared around producing air suspension systems for electric vehicles. So a nice little supply chain story there. A bit of good news job stories for my my Kentucky listeners. There you go. Headline story on the way. We'll talk about a million EVs on German roads. We'll look at the global plug-in sales market in June. Yes, we're already in August, but, you know, it takes a while to tally the global numbers. And we'll end with a lovely conspiracy theory. You'll like this one. Stick around. Now, we've got to say congratulations to Germany, and with half a year's delay, they have achieved the previous target, which was meant to be achieved in 2020, but they got there in the end. 1 million vehicles on German roads, 57,000 vehicles registered in July is what tipped it over the million. A million electric cars means a million times less CO2 in traffic. 60% of greenhouse gas emissions in Germany are traffic, said the Environment Minister Svenja Schulz. According to RechargeNews.com, Germany's car industry is betting on e-mobility, with the top seller Volkswagen planning to boost the share of electric vehicles as part of their European sales to 60% by the end of the decade. VW has earmarked $14 billion alone for battery cell orders from the likes of Northvolt, the Swedish manufacturer. Congratulations to the team of Unplugged Performance, which is the kind of semi-unofficial, semi-official even, Tesla Performance spin-off. I mean, they're not owned by Tesla, but they did move in next door to them, and they do get cars, like the new Plaid, before the rest of us mere mortals to go racing in. And all the publicity that it generates does Tesla no harm, so I'm sure Tesla encourages Unplugged Performance. One of the first ones to get their hands on the Plaid, and by the time they were already, you know, making YouTube videos, those first few customers, well, Unplugged Performance had theirs already stripped out. I think they must have got it way before the Elon Musk event because they had a roll cage inside for Pike's Peak. After a great run at the hill climb, they went off to Laguna Seca to develop the car. The Unplugged Performance Plaid of the Model S was modified so much that it couldn't be a production car record, says The Drive. And Hazel, who writes for them, who's rather brilliant at these kind of stories. But she says, it's a damn impressive new EV lap record. 1 minute 28.213 with Randy Popst at the wheel. In case you're wondering, that's within 1 second of the track's production car lap record, set also by Popst in a McLaren Senna. The vehicle that he was driving is nicknamed the Dark Helmet. There's a lovely name for you. And yes, we've checked, and it did have a steering wheel, not a yoke. Because a yoke is a stupid thing to put in a road car. Next, we'll talk about the global plug-in sales in June. Yes, not July, because although we get the country numbers very quickly, you want to tally the global numbers, it takes a while. So I know we're in August, but we've only just got them. And it's a record. Over 580,000 plug-in electric car sales in the month of June earlier this year. 153% year-over-year increase, but, you know, COVID comparison, so beware. Plug-in market share was 8.7% globally. That's such an amazing number. In June alone, 407,000 pure electric cars hit the road on planet Earth, and about 176,000 plug-in hybrids. A total of almost 600,000, 583,000 cars with plug sockets on in the month of June alone, arriving on roads all around the planet. So far this year, says Inside EVs, passenger plug-in electric car sales at 2.5 million. The market share is 6.3% on a global scale, and they are expecting, with the kind of ramp-up that we're seeing for the second half of the year, 6 million plug-in cars arriving on global roads this year, by the end of the year. That is incredible. So good. So, what are the world's most popular cars? Tesla Model 3 was 70,000 in June and 244,000 year to date. Then it's the Hongguang Mini EV by Wuling, 181,000 of those on the roads this year. Model Y in third place, then the BYD Han and the Volkswagen ID4, with almost 40,000 of the ID4s on global roads year to date, which is, you know, a great number. But still, VW's ambition is to be bigger than Tesla, and that's the size of the target they're chasing. Norway was a standout. Norway's always a standout, but hey, look, they've got the July numbers out for Norway, and Mustang Mach-E is the best seller, and 85% of cars had plug sockets on. 84.7% plug-in share. And I know that certain countries are further ahead and some are further behind, and maybe, you know, the guy in the pub that you talk to or your crazy uncle will tell you, oh, I'm never driving an EV and it's going to take 50 years and all that. Well, look, Norway, in a few short, you know, 10 years around, has got to 85% of all new car sales having a plug socket on. An incredible number. So tell them that. And also tell them change happens quickly. Ask Nokia or Polaroid or BlackBerry. It happens really quickly. July's result was comprised of 64% full electrics and 20.6% plug-in hybrids. Pretty similar ratio if you look at the year-to-date numbers as well. A big performance in July was the Hyundai Ioniq 5, neck and neck with the VW 4 now that they've arrived in Norway. On sale for 2 months now, and we think that there's going to be a honeymoon period, of course, but they will just keep on selling as long as they keep arriving. BYD just had 100 of the BYD Tang, that's the one with the blade battery, arriving in Norway. Also joined by the likes of Rivian very soon, NIO, and more as well. All using the Norwegian market because infrastructure is there, the public, you know, support and perception is there as well. Nissan are next in the news today, unveiling plans for a second car battery factory in as many months, and they've got their eyes on the prize of securing cell supply. Envision AESC is the battery company joining with Nissan to operate the new plant in Japan, investing about $456 million in this particular facility. It'll have an annual production capacity of 6 gigawatt hours, so pretty modest, in 2023 when it first opens. The plans announced yesterday include spending as much as 100 billion yen on and boosting the output over the next 5 years to 18 gigawatt hours annually. That would be about 160,000 Nissan Leafs, for instance. But of course, they're probably thinking about the Ariya, if you know, and more as well coming. If the name sounds familiar, AESC, well, it was part of Nissan until 3 years ago, and they tried to sell it, and that fell through. They tried to sell it again, and they finally did. And they sold it to Envision. They're a Shanghai-based company. But Nissan kept a fifth share, originally called Automotive Energy Supply Corporation, AESC. Back in 2007 with Nissan and NEC. That's where the company came from. And now Nissan, having sold their battery business, are kind of going, oh, we actually need lots of batteries. Wouldn't it be good if we had a battery business? But Envision have one, and they're partnering with Nissan. Also making a lot of sales in France for Renault, which, of course, is Nissan's partner in the alliance. And we'll finish with, oh, a wonderfully bonkers conspiracy theory. 3 years ago, Mr. Elon Musk took to Twitter, and before he jumped on a jet plane, having just found out that the, I think it was the Saudi private investment or the public investment fund had taken a $2 billion stake in Tesla. I think it was that 3 years ago. He was prompted to send out the tweet taking Tesla private at 4:20. It would land him in huge trouble with the SEC, with the board, with many people he worked with as well. And thing looked, you know, if you people forget, 3 years ago, it was dicey for Elon Musk. He was making accusations against cave divers, had to go to court and, you know, apologize for saying those things with no evidence. He was sending out tweets about taking the company private. The board were certainly having those discussions of like, what on earth is going on here with this? And, you know, with with the SEC punishment, we'll say. The financial punishment was nothing to Elon Musk, but he was forced to relinquish the chairman position. So he's CEO, and they had to bring in somebody else to be the chairperson. And that is a lady called Robin Denham. Today, Robin has started selling off her shares in Tesla. Today, she sold $22 million worth of shares in Tesla, exercising stock options, according to a filing with the SEC. Joining the board in 2014, promoted to chairperson, chair in 2018 as part of the SEC punishment. That anniversary is coming up very soon in 2021, and Elon Musk will be able to regain the title of chairman and CEO. Anyone that's read profiles of Elon Musk knows he likes to be the alpha. It's partly his personality. Some people say it's his South African background and heritage, and certainly the profiles that I've read and articles that have featured his ex-wives talk about that need of his to be top dog, the alpha, in any relationship, work or personal. And it's why many times it hasn't worked out for him, and sometimes it does. It, you know, in business, maybe it works. What do you reckon? Is she just selling off the shares because she can? Or is this the beginning of the end? And Elon Musk once again will be chairman and CEO in a few weeks' time when he is once again allowed to be. She sells her shares, walks away with many millions in her pocket for a nice 3 years of work. A wild conspiracy theory to end the podcast with today for my Tesla fans that listen. What do you reckon? I'd love to know. I have had half a beer so far this evening, so that could be what is sending my my mind wandering. It doesn't take much, does it? Right, question of the week so far. This week, some brilliant answers coming in with emobilitynorway.com. We're asking you the ideal location for a charging port on any EV. Should it be standardized? Would it help design charging stations if the cable length could be a certain standard? If the charging port was in a certain place on all EVs, would it help? Because at the minute, they're absolutely anywhere the car makers want them to be. Let me know your thoughts. Yes, no, maybe. Hello at evnewsdaily.com is my email address. Well, thank you so much to our premium partners on Patreon helping to fund this show. And of course, anyone that listens to this podcast, thank you so much for supporting the show. If you hear ads, that's amazing. It helps us pay for the show. If you are a patron at any level, you get your ad-free feed. You can find that in your Patreon dashboard. And our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel, Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, and of course, Jan at emobilitynorway.com. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.